There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DoD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason: that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will grab.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I have got an incredible program lined up for you today. Let's see. Bottom of hour number two. Ann Silver joins us. Ann Silver is going to be with us today. Did you know that there is such a thing as the abuse of men by women? It happens, it hurts, and it's time to get real about it. That's her new book that she's got out, Ann Silver's, and we'll talk about that book and what's going on. And quite honestly, and we'll see where we go in the conversation, but here's what we've got. We've got the demasculization of men. And that's how they have broken down to destroy the family, is by attacking patriarchy, which is a biblical principle. That's part of breaking down the family. We'll talk to Ann Silvers about all that coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, my good friend George Carneal is with us. George Carneal Jr., From Queer to Christ is the name of his book. They call it Pride Month. I don't think there's anything to be prideful about when you got two naked guys on a float sticking their throbbing members into each other's cabooses while being led down the street by a child dressed up to look like a woman. I'm sorry, but that's not pride. And if you think that is over exaggerating, wait till it hits your main street. It will be there. That's number one. And number two, if you have not seen Eric Holmgren's From Selma to Stonewall and understood the truth about what happened at Stonewall and the debauchery and the raping of the young men that were traveling from the Midwest to explore the world in the late 1960s, that were drugged and raped and treated. They called them chicken. They called them chicken. And they went down and they drugged them in the subways. They raped them in the subways. And then how does this young boy, whose parents said, gosh, you're going to go to New York City, I don't know, I don't think you're going to be safe. Oh, I'm going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. And the first thing that happens to them is they get drugged and raped by a man. And now what, they call mom and dad? No, I don't think so. Stonewall. Know the truth. Eric Holmgren's Stonewall. You can find it on YouTube. about 15 minutes. It's worth your time to watch it so you understand what's really going on. George Carney will join me top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Jonathan E. Moore, and we're going to talk about Biden's warped sense of history and this book, The Authoritarians. And we'll get into a couple of these things, too, here with my next guest. I'm so excited to have her. Love having her on the program. She's with us twice a month now, and we are so blessed to have the real Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Good to be back this morning.
Well, boy, oh, boy. So, when you're caught in a lie, normally, the normal thing to do is to confess, I lied, tell the truth, and ask forgiveness, and then figure out how to make reparations for the damages that you have done. Not these guys. They double down. They double down and they double dare you, and they have secret meetings over the weekend to figure out how to silence you so that you can't say anything about it, because we're going to call that disinformation. We're going to call the 1,200 people that you killed in the very beginning of your experiment disinformation. We're going to call the 42,000 adverse effects disinformation, the thousands of cardio and strokes and hemorrhages, and now the fact, as you and I have discussed previously, as you educated us on, Dr. Judy, that since 1962, the stuff that they're saying is new isn't new. It's
right.
Stunning, right? It's stunning.
No, it's not stunning. I guess it's not stunning at all if you've simply just watched. That's why, you know, in PlandemicSeries.com, that's why in our four books, you know, we walk you through the last 40 years, literally 40 years or more, of this plague of corruption. It's been an experimentation on the most vulnerable in our population. And as I think we mentioned last time, we've been addressing these crimes against humanity by this entire, you know, world cabal who've decided they're going to be our God in this cult called scientism. We've been discussing that, and showing the people the crimes against humanity they've committed. They double down. They bring people in again and again and again to attempt to cover it up. But the truth can't lie, especially in science. The truth is always there because you've always got the electron micrographs, the data, the technology.
How about the dead bodies? Dead bodies floating around in rivers, for goodness sake, okay? I mean, come on.
Right, but the problem with most of the dead bodies and the lie they're calling COVID having to do with, you know, this monkey virus, SARS-CoV-2, that lie, and it's not a coronavirus, it's a pararetrovirus. We all appreciate when you say there's XMRV in it, when you say there's HIV in it, there's always been simian immune deficiency virus or simian virus 40, the cancer associated, the lung cancer associated viruses. Simians are, you know, are monkeys. And so we've been using these cell line manufacturing plants. They're manufacturing plants. They're literally part of the patent. You know, how you make the vaccine is you must grow the virus. A virus isn't a sequence of RNA or DNA. It's not a sequence. We all know that. That's why the PCR test is fraud. So there's nothing about this whole thing that wasn't planned fraud, and all of the, you know, literally all of the honest world experts have said it for the past 40 years, have shouted it, written books, you know, showed everybody, you know, the vaccines, the only thing that caused polio in our world in the 21st century, in the 20th century, was the vaccine. And we all know it. And it's almost like, you know, everybody knows the emperor has no clothes, and yet it continues.
Former FDA Associate Director of the Office of Drug Safety, Dr. David Graham, testified before Congress in September-October of 2005. This is published in an edition of Fraud magazine. FDA is inherently biased in favor of the pharmaceutical industry. The pro-industry bias leads to an environment where FDA tends to see things from the industry's perspective. Many are the advisory committee meetings where the drug company presentation and the FDA presentation are virtually super impossible. It makes you wonder who wrote the presentations. Graham further explains, when FDA reviews a new drug, it assumes that the drug is safe, and it facetiously asks the company to prove that it's not safe. Of course, there's no incentive for a company to prove that their drug is not safe, because then FDA might not approve it. So, with a nod and a wink, drug companies jump through the very low hoops that the FDA sets up for safety, and the public pays in two ways, in its money and its lives. This is a quote in Congressional Record from Dr. David Graham, the former FDA Associate Director of the Office of Drug Safety. They've known for 17 years what has been going on. That's why the FDA and Pfizer didn't want you to get these documents for 75 years.
Right. And that was no different than in HIV AIDS all the way back in the 80s. The exact same thing. They have the exact same playbook. And it's really not a low bar of safety with respect to vaccines. It's a no bar of safety because when all liability was removed in 1986 by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, or what that then President Ronald Reagan signed November 14, 1986, you know, ever since that day, all liability was removed from pharmaceutical companies, and they had a free reign, and not a single safety test has been done since. So I made drugs since June 10th, 1980, was in every part of clinical trials and from the manufacturing to, efficacy. I'm still, in 2005, started working on a drug that actually have a patent for. That's in that patent we always describe that can be used along with the prostate cancer drug called Casodex, and all it is a natural product combination that protects your immune system while you use the drug to kill the cancer cells, and it allows you to use much less drug and keep the person well. And I mean, went through phase one, phase two, had efficacy, not only safety, the FDA, you literally have to get in line and pay them millions of dollars to look at it. So it's not just a low bar of safety. It's literally you pay them to put your drug ahead. That drug never made it to market. It would have been effective in Ebola, Zika. It would have been a whole lot like Theremin, the 100-year-old medicinal chemistry, WHO essential medicine, that also has a tremendous amount of efficacy in Ebola, Zika, cancer, could even be an inhibitor of snake venom. Yeah, so we made that drug 20 years ago.
So let me read again. This is comes from The Authoritarian, written by Jonathan E. Ward, who will be our next guest. The Food and Drug Administration prohibits the sale of any food or dietary supplement that is labeled to cure, treat, prevent, or mitigate a disease, even when that statement is not one the government can prove false. So, for example, if a company that sells prune juice puts on the label that its product, that the juice treats chronic constipation, which everyone knows is true, its products can be confiscated by the federal government and prohibited from being sold, and its officers, which is its producers, can be prosecuted and even incarcerated. There are thousands of such regulations, prior restraints that prohibit actions by enterprising people without proof that those actions cause injury to anyone, and never do the regulators focus on the harm caused by the regulation, loss of property, employment, and innovation. The effect of them individually is to deny freedom of choice, and the effect of them in the aggregate is to take away liberty without any proof that the specific party denied rights has caused a single injury to anyone. This denies due process in the individual case, but it also devalues humanity, robbing us of precious freedoms that enable progress. And that's exactly what you are talking about, Dr. Judy, is having something that could have 20 years ago, stopped.
40 years ago,
stopped so much of the suffering that is happening today. And what it leads to, we'll tell you when we get back. We'll tell you what it leads to when we get back. I'm talking about the cure. I'll be back with more Children Generation Radio with Dr. Judy right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits. You can find her, by the way, at therealdrjudy.com. Therealdrjudy.com. And as she mentioned, by the way, she has a series of books. And boy, we just really encourage you to pick these books up so you can understand that this has been going on now. We're talking 40 years. And one of the things we were talking about in the break, that the FDA took on itself the right to say what is and what is not ethical. In other words, they positioned themselves as though they were speaking for God when it comes to morality, and they're a very immoral group.
Actually, the word is efficacy, as far as whether something works, and it's the same idea that the conversation is: are they God to decide what is nutrition? Right in Genesis, God gave us nutrition. He made all the animals. He made the plants. He made everything for each according to its kind and for food. And for food. We didn't evolve from monkeys. We can't inject monkey parts or ingest monkey parts without expecting, you know, a problem and disease causing. We know this from Leviticus. It says don't ingest it. It's according to your kind. You don't spread the blood, you know, even of other cultures. And we appreciate that because other environments have other microbiomes and other microbiomes to allow the immunity to develop. This is what God gave us, and it's amazing. But the FDA has decided back in the 60s, they were supposed to be safety. They decided they could be efficacy. They could tell you what works and what doesn't work and what you're allowed to say and what you can't say about God's, you know, food. It's not a treatment. It's food. You know, we die of scurvy, you know, lack of vitamin D and C. Oh, we're back in these are nutritional deficiencies. We've been starved by genetically modified food and toxins like glyphosate in Roundup. So glyphosate was proven to cause cancer, a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. And that was 6, 7, 8 years ago, 2015. Bobby Kennedy Jr., Aaron Thierry won the case that Roundup causes cancer, and nothing's done. The ban plays on, and they poison you, and they inject poison animal tissue, and somehow that's supposed to be, you know, this is the whole point of everything we're realizing. Scientism is a cult, and they've declared themselves the high priest. They will take over the evolution of humans to humans 2.0, transhumanism. They've declared themselves God, and we obey or we don't exist. They will kill us, and that's what's happening.
And it's interesting. If you look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things, note that, folks, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I mean, that is exactly, Dr. Judy, what you are saying. That's what you're telling us. And you're telling us that medical science, that your research proves exactly what God has told us in his word is true.
Correct. And so much more so, this is my message to the world right now. They absolutely cannot create a human. They can't create the human 2.0, and they know it. They've been doing this experimentation. We were talking about monkeypox. Come on, folks. We've been injecting monkey cells in DNA, RNA, protein, cell debris, into humans along with aborted fetal cells. They've never changed. It's not a new clean cell each time. They've been in our labs across the world collecting bat parts and pig parts and cow parts and dog parts into these manufacturing plants that they've patented. They make clones. They're not natural. They're not of God. And they inject them in every single shot. Never safety tested. Never. Never combined tested. Never since 1986. Since all liability is removed. If people don't wake up and realize, in order for the snake to poison you, the fang has to get to you. So you have all the control. All you have to do is turn back to God and realize it's all you need, and no matter what you've been injected with today, not that it can't, won't cause damage, but everything we know about our immune system is we can fix it by simply turning back to clean food, clean water, clean living, spiritual thoughts, end of hate, and we win.
Amen. Amen. God has again, you know, he by following the word. And, you know, just on a natural food basis, that's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons that I refer you guys over to CGR Wellness, because these are compressed fruits and vegetables, all natural, all organic, non-GMO, non-gluten, put through all the necessary, not processed, but process. In order to give you the very best. And I'm taking this stuff and I'm telling you something, it works. CGRwellness.com. Dr. Judy, God bless you. Thank you so very much. I look forward to your next visit in 2 weeks. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so excited to welcome my next guest to the program. We've been talking about his book, The Authoritarian, with Dr. Judy Mikovits in the last segment. I read you several different quotes out of this book, the Dr. David Graham testimony that is in here, the commentary about the FDA and what they do. The administrative state. I mean, look, folks, this book is just incredible, and you've got to get a copy of this, The Authoritarians, by my next guest, Jonathan E. Moore. Jonathan, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here. All right. Well, I'm really excited to have you. Well, okay, so I asked you something kind of just as we were coming out of the green room, if you will. They're going to make today... By the way, as fortuitous, I would call this. But today is the day that they are going to start the theatrics associated with their January 6th committee. They grabbed Peter Navarro off of a plane and put him in shackles to try to, I don't know, send a message of some sort. Jonathan, you're an attorney, you're a constitutional attorney, and you happen to practice in the swamp. Talk to me about your thoughts with regards to what they're doing to the January 6th folks.
Well, since the very start of this committee, it's been a biased endeavor. We saw that the Nancy Pelosi handpicked the members, and all of them are anti-Trump people, and they reflect her bias, which is to use this riot at the Capitol as a basis to impugn Donald Trump and to say that Trump was responsible for the violence that occurred. The problem with that argument is that there is no evidence to support the conclusion. There's no actual proof to tie Donald Trump to any crimes committed at the Capitol on January 6th. He gave no order and he took no action to cause any single person to break into the Capitol or otherwise commit a crime. And the shrill statements by thoroughly discredited Democrats like Adam Schiff ring hollow because the legally relevant facts simply aren't there. So the charge of a Trump-induced insurrection is really legally incompetent. Trump can hate the election results and he can condemn the process and he can have whatever view he wants. And in this case, as we know from Dinesh D'Souza's movie, there Amen. Really were yes. substantial foundation for the yes. argument that that election was stolen. Now, having said that, the reality of the situation is that the January 6th committee is ignoring the most relevant facts. What is relevant? Well, we want to know why it is that an insurrection, quote unquote, in their terms, or a riot in our terms, was allowed to happen at the Capitol building when the Capitol police are there
and when the National Guard was really close by. Why did this happen? Well, there are a number of unanswered questions that the January 6th committee is not addressing. For example, why did the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to whom the House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving reported, give no order to the National Guard to defend the Capitol building during the building before breach of the Capitol barricades, despite Capitol Police intelligence revealing a riot weeks in advance of January 6th, she took no steps. Contrast that with the post-January 6th environment, where she surrounded the entire Capitol with a fence and had all of these military people, National Guard, stationed all over the place without any the slightest suggestion of a comparable riot. Why was it when they had real information of a riot, she didn't do anything? Serious questions also concern whether Lieutenant Michael Byrd violated the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights of unarmed Ashley Babbitt when he shot and killed her outside the glass doors leading to the lobby of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yep.
That appeared entirely unreasonable. In fact, she didn't have a weapon. She was just standing and not even looking in his direction. He fired through the glass and killed her. That's, in my book, he had no justification for that, and he should have been prosecuted. Mm-hmm. Others, and, you know, there's a wrongful death action that's pending against them by the family. There are other serious questions, too, none of which are being addressed in this January 6th committee, by the way.
And, Jonathan, you know, why did she direct them to unwind the cybersecurity that would have been watching social media that might have identified this? Where's the questions on that? There's been 14,000 hours of videotape that they keep telling us, well, you know, we don't have the manpower to look at it. They have got hundreds, if not 1,000 agents dealing with this. We know that because of the doors they've broken down on people across the country and put military style vehicles on the roads in cities around the nation and taken 12 and 13 year old girls out of their homes and put them on their knees handcuffed in the street, for goodness sakes. I mean, those are all, in my estimation, more of the violations you were talking about of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. But in all of that, you have that situation in contrast, and you brought up Dinesh D'Souza and the 2,000 mules, and how Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, who had way less people, were able to go through 4 million hours of tape and uncover faces and locations of individuals dumping ballots. How is that possible?
Right. Well, we certainly know that there was corruption in the election, and we know that it was an orchestrated effort and that it was done nationwide. And why there is no thorough investigation, given the evidence that Dinesh D'Souza and company were able to marshal, is just astounding. But that's because the Justice Department is highly politicized here, very leftist. And when it comes to the January 6th event, I mean, look, just look at the timeline. We know that at 1:09 p.m. Eastern on January 6th, after the protesters had already broken through the barricades and began using scrapped steel to assault officers, the Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund asked Irving, that's Paul Irving, the Sergeant-at-Arms for the House, for help from the National Guards. That's 1:09 p.m. Irving did not return Sun's call for a full hour, okay? Mm-hmm. Then he told Sun, when he did call an hour later, that congressional leaders had approved the request, indicating that Irving felt obliged to get the congressional leaders to approve the National Guard request before he answered Sun. Okay. It would then take another hour for the acting defense secretary, Christopher Miller, to give his approval for the National Guard to go to the Capitol. And then the National Guard did not even arrive at the Capitol until 5:40 p.m. after most of the rioting had subsided. So that's a 4-hour, 20-minute delay between the breach of the barricades and the arrival of the National Guard. And that's been left largely unexplained. Why is this there that delay? But critical to that is, what did Nancy Pelosi know, and when did she know it? What did McConnell know,
right,
and when did he know it? Why was an unarmed citizen shot and killed by Capitol Police officer Lieutenant Michael Byrd? Why has there been no serious criminal investigation into that shooting? The Capitol Police examined it, and they concluded that the shooting was reasonable, but it's a clear papering over the whole thing. There was no serious investigation. Well, and the Department of Justice likewise concluded the shooting reasonable. Again, when the evidence for reasonableness here is so obviously lacking. So this is a political, the whole thing is a propaganda campaign.
Sure. And
to pin everything on Trump.
Well, and here's something else, too, and this is out today in Just the News, John Solomon. An official timeline of the January 6th tragedy assembled by Capitol Police shows that a Defense Department official reached out to a Capitol Police Deputy Chief, Sean Gallagher, on January 2nd to see if a request for troops was forthcoming. The offer was quickly rejected after a consultation with then-Chief Steve Sund. So Sund was offered the National Guard.
What I want to know is who he uses the term optics. That is, Irving does, that they were concerned if they brought the National Guard to the Capitol that it would have bad optics. Well, who came? That's a political judgment,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So who gave him that? Did that pop into his own mind, or was that the result of interaction between Irving and higher ups, the congressional leaders? And what did Nancy Pelosi do in all this? What was she doing? I mean, we know she didn't reach out to the National Guard. Well, she might say, well, it was not my province to do that. That's bull. But she might say, well, you know, that's up to the sergeant at arms. That's up to the Capitol Police. Well, in point of fact, she is the one to whom the sergeant at arms reports. And she was directly involved with this whole thing, obviously. And in fact, she was consulted at some point by Irving during the time that when the breach was taking place. Why did it take her an hour to ponder Irving's question, should the National Guard be contacted? Why weren't they ahead of the game? They had all this intelligence way before, as the John Solomon report points out. They had direct requests. But they had the intelligence revealing a possible riot weeks before January 6th.
Well,
they knew it was coming.
Yeah, here's another piece, too, and we can get into this a little bit when we come back, and then there's some other things we want to talk to you about, folks, as well. But there were four groups that had authorization to be on the Capitol grounds holding events, and they knew those events were going to be going on the Capitol grounds. And Dr. Simone Gold, who was on her way to one of those events, was actually detoured into the Capitol Rotunda, where she went ahead and gave her speech and then had her front door knocked down and was arrested for giving her speech when they forced her into the rotunda and away from the stage that she was on her way to. We'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
Only the king. Count what is the other? Cash?
And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And again, my guest, Jonathan Emord, and I encourage you to pick up his book, The Authoritarians. The Authoritarians, Their Assault on Individual Liberty, the Constitution, and Free Enterprise from the 19th century to present, and the historical documentation and how he breaks this down. It's just so concise and so enlightening for us to really understand what's happened. And in part, Jonathan, it's you know, it is a part of now what we are seeing, which is the breakdown in the election process, the breakdown in our government, a president who's running around making up history as he goes. And it's you know, part of it is, as was the people on January 6th, the ones who were there not rioting, but expressing their First Amendment right to redress the government regarding things that they felt were wrong and inappropriate and being done against the people.
Yeah, I look at this as a profound example of incompetent response to a riot. There were individuals who were rioting, no question about it. There were also individuals who were not rioting, mm-hmm. who were peaceful protesters and who got swept up in this. There are people who went into the Capitol not realizing that it was a trespass. There are people who were in the Capitol as Capitol police officers not informing people that this was a trespass. They didn't articulate a clear message to a group that they knew might engage in a riot, that any action to breach the Capitol would be trespass, and that their lives would be in jeopardy, and that they could be prosecuted and so on. All right, yeah. They had time for that. They could have done that at any point during the morning before they came. They could have done that while they were assembling. They allowed this thing to go into a frenzy. And what happened was you've got innocent people swept up in a crowd with certain elements that were violent.
Agreed.
And those elements were not checked by an adequate force, and they seemed on Pelosi's part and on the National Capitol Police part and on the part of law enforcement that were there to have been taken blindsided by this and to have had no coherent response. And that was the contributing factor to the exaggeration of all of these events. And now they're politically capitalizing on this. They're not looking at their own faults. They've got members on the committee who have a direct interest in this, who should never be ones addressing it. You need objectivity. They didn't even try at the least for objectivity. From the start, this has been a political committee designed to try to take down Donald Trump. They are so obsessed with Donald Trump, they're so afraid of him running for reelection, that they are intent on using this primetime spectacle that they've engineered into a made-for-TV show to attack him. Well, look, the real issue for the American people and anyone who's serious about this is how on earth did the Capitol become so disarmed and so inept in its response to a threat that it did nothing of any consequence to avoid or avert it. I mean, they had weeks of advance notice. They could have gotten the National Guard there in advance. They didn't even have the adequate forces necessary to deal with the crowd. As the crowd was coming down Constitution Avenue, they could have assembled the National Guard then. They even, as you point out, as John Solomon's report mentioned, had an offer to have the National Guard there and turned it down.
Refused it, yep. Well, and then they changed the boundaries. Here they are. They've already authorized four, I believe it was four groups, including stages, literally on the Capitol steps on one side of the Capitol. And then sometime in the morning, they changed the boundaries so that the very stages that they set up and individuals that they authorized to be on those grounds suddenly were trespassing after the fact. And not even when there was, at that point, a threat, no breach had happened, nothing had changed. They just suddenly decided to, they said, well, we changed these are the boundaries here, and people were trespassing. How do you hand somebody a permit to be there and then turn around and say, oh, by the way, you're trespassing, but here's your permit to be here? I mean, the whole thing, John, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's an example. I mean, when you take it in the aggregate of all the things that could have been done that weren't, and of the ridiculous way in which they responded. I mean, you didn't have Capitol Police in the Capitol with bullhorns announcing to the crowd, no. You may not trespass on the Capitol. Anyone who enters this building or crosses this line will be engaged in trespass. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted. If there's any need for lethal force, understand it will be used. I mean, they didn't project any clear messaging. Instead, some of them accompanied people through the Capitol. Others of them did not show any resistance, did not show any serious reservation. They seem to have been operating as not as a unit in cohesive manner, but as separate individual officers doing their own thing. And that's a sign that they had no plan. They had no preparation. They had no... Despite the fact that they knew a riot was possible, they didn't plan for a riot. And the reason why things get out of hand when you have elements in a crowd that engage in violence and are not stopped is because there isn't adequate police response. And the whole thing has got to be pinned on the National Capitol Police and on Nancy Pelosi, but this January 6th committee engages in no introspection, no focus on why it is that if there was a riot, that there was not an adequate response at the time. Mm-hmm. Why is that? No one's answering that question.
And you did.
That's at the heart of this. I mean, if your interest really is in never having this happen again, well, then you would do whatever was necessary to learn the lesson of what steps you need to do to protect the Capitol against a riot.
Well,
not what's coming out of this.
And what they'll show you is the video of a few officers in one location with their shields beating on people. But in one instance, there's video of them literally tossing people over rails that are thrown to the ground. And in one instance, one officer is beating a woman who's unconscious. And the guy that tried to rescue her is suddenly the guy who's the bad guy, when this officer is obviously completely and totally out of control. You're right. I mean, the disconnect is horrid. We're going to run out of time here. Again, folks, get this book, The Authoritarians. It will enlighten you. Jonathan, thanks again for being here.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.